Hello, and welcome to this ACE Oncocast series on relapsed small cell lung cancer, understanding the biology and treatment challenges. I'm Dr. Natasha Lael, a medical oncologist from the Princess Margaret Cancer Center in Toronto, Canada. I'm delighted to be joined today by two leading lung cancer experts, Dr. Charles Rudin from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York in the United States, and Dr. Federico Capuzzo from the National Cancer Institute Regina Elena in Rome, Italy. Welcome to both of you and thanks for joining. In today's ACE Oncocast, we will talk about the biology of small cell lung cancer and emerging data on molecular subtypes. So ongoing research into the biology of small cell has really led to a greater understanding of molecular subtypes and helped us really strategize for potential therapeutic targets in this challenging cancer. Charlie, you've been very heavily involved in leading this research. What are some key insights from your perspective on these developments?
Thanks, Natasha. This is really an emerging area, I would say, and the clinical implications are not yet entirely clear, but we've been really interested in trying to better understand the biology of small cell lung cancer. And one of the things that has really emerged, both from looking at human small cell lung cancers and from mouse models of small cell lung cancers, that there doesn't appear to be differences at the DNA level that define clear subsets the way we see in lung adenocarcinoma with different driver mutations. But on the expression level, at the RNA level, we do see clear clusters of tumors. And these are really defined by what we consider to be master transcription factors, ASCL1, NeuroD1, and POW2F3. And then there's a fourth group that doesn't really depend on any of those three transcription factors, which we were initially calling Y for YAP1, which is expressed in some of these tumors, but I think might represent a subtype that is a little bit more inflammatory and maybe a little bit more likely to be responsive to immunotherapy. How we're going to use these for clinical practice is still, I think, an area of research. We do think that these, what we might call subtypes of small cell lung cancer, may have differential sensitivity to different therapies. There's been a number of studies that have pointed in that direction. So we're very interested in exploring these in ongoing and future clinical trials.
And Federico, I know you've done a lot of work, particularly in pathologic subtyping in non-small cell. What is your team interested in small cell these days?
Well, I think one of the most important points is, of course, to try to define who are patients along survivors, particularly with immunotherapy. So the new classification identifying a specific subgroup of patients potentially more sensitive to immunotherapy is very, very important, even if there is a very practical limitation, that is the replicability of this information, because at the present time, unfortunately, it's very difficult to replicate this data in all the hospitals and therefore to define this approach as useful in a clinical practice for selecting patients. This is, of course, the most important point. I think this is an extremely exciting area, defining patients more sensitive, but also defining who are patients not benefiting at all from immunotherapy, I think is one of the most relevant topics.
Thank you so much. And I think we're all really looking forward to the next few years where we try and validate this in clinic. But, you know, tissue is such a challenge in small cell. You know, so many of us only have very tiny biopsies or needle samples to work with, and getting tissue biopsies to get patients on trials or to learn about biology has been a real challenge. How have you been overcoming this at your centers? And, you know, at our center, we've been so excited about plasma testing. Carolyn Dive and Fiona Blackhall have been doing a lot of work on CTCs. Ben Locke is doing a lot of work on CTCs as well. Are some of these technologies ready for prime time? What should we be paying attention to in the clinic? Maybe Charlie, shall I start with you?
Sure. I think first of all, Although these are small cells, they tend to be big tumors, so they are biopsiable. And with dedicated effort, we can certainly get tissue for correlative analyses. And I think increasingly at our center and others, we are doing more core biopsies of these so that we do have a decent amount of tissue to study. This is possible on study as well as at diagnosis. So I think part of the limitation has been up till very recently, there was no need to re-biopsy. If you had small cell, that was it. And there wasn't any biomarker that was going to emerge. But I think that is changing. I do think the blood is a rich source of potential biomarkers for small cell lung cancer. This is a tumor type that has a high number of circulating tumor cells. And as you've noted, there are investigators who are very focused on the CTCs, the circulating tumor cells, as a source of tumor material. We can generate actually animal models from the blood of these patients, as Dr. Dive's lab has initially demonstrated, and now many labs have confirmed. I would also say the circulating DNA in the blood is also a rich source. Dr. Dive and I recently published a paper in Nature Cancer showing that you could actually do methylation profiling of the blood and not only diagnose small cell very sensitively, picking up stage one cases, but also define subtypes within the methylation profile in the blood. So I think there are opportunities there. Again, this is a research space, but I think a really exciting one.
That's fantastic. I know liquid biopsy and non-small cell lung cancer has really transformed our clinics in Canada. And so this is really great to hear in small cell. Federico, what about for you, emerging mechanisms of resistance, getting biopsies? How are you grappling these challenges in Europe?
Well, of course, at the present, the problem for resistance in small cell lung cancer is unfortunately a limited problem because of the limited options that we have at the time of relapse. But I hope that in the next future, we can have more effective agents in this disease. And therefore, exploring also mechanism of acquired resistance to these agents could become in the future. This is not a problem we have today, but in the next future probably will become something relevant, as already is the problem in non-small cell lung cancer. I think I totally agree with the comments by Charles before. So first of all, we need to collect tissue from these patients. We need to remember that probably in small cell lung cancer, many oncologists so far just were satisfied by obtaining a small sample. I think that we need to collect more tissue from the patients, and I totally agree. Small cell lung cancer is a very good resource for ctDNA, so it could be also important to develop strategies using specifically this disease as a model for developing this innovative approach, because now we know that liquid biopsies, research of ctDNA, assessment of minimal residual disease are all very relevant for defining the efficacy of a treatment, but also for defining prognosis of the patients.
Great. Thank you so much. And Charlie, are you allowed to give us a little snippet about some of what's up and coming from your lab and exploring mechanisms of resistance or not yet?
Absolutely, of course. I think there's a lot of things that we're really interested in on the laboratory side. We've been really interested in epigenetic mechanisms that may be responsible for the failure of antigen presentation in small cell lung cancer. These tumors tend to lack class one, which is a molecule that normally is on the cell surface of every cell of your body and presents antigen to the immune system. Small cell lung cancer tends to silence those genes so that it doesn't present. And we've defined some of the factors, we and others have defined some of the factors that we think are responsible for that silencing. And those are targetable agents. So we're quite interested in epigenetic strategies to try to reinduce immunoresponsiveness within these tumors. I think, you know, there's a lot of interest in alternative immunotherapy approaches like the T-cell engagers. And there's interest in the cell surface target DLL3, which, you know, was the target of an antibody drug conjugate called Rova-T or rovalbituzumab tesirine that failed in the clinic because of toxicity. But I think the target remains really one of great interest for our lab and actually for the broader community of investigators, including pharmaceutical companies now.
This was an incredibly exciting discussion. Thank you so much for this. And I want to thank all of our listeners as well. Please stay tuned for the last episode in this series as we discuss potential personalized treatment strategies and the challenges in small cell lung cancer.